to Boganwood, Australia, Canberra's forgotten suburb. In today's adventure, we check back in on Sheila as she's taken for a ride again. But first, we should catch up with Jimbo as he runs into a familiar friend. Diesel! Jimbo yelled as he continued to get closer and closer to the police line up front. Diesel! He yelled again. See, Diesel wasn't feeling the best after being rolled by Dingo and Bricko. He slowly turned his head towards the car, and that's when he saw Jimbo.
Jimbo, is that you?
I need a favour, Jimbo yelled.
No, mate, I'm not helping you anymore. I'm staying out of this shit.
Diesel continued as he made his way up the road.
Fuck, Diesel. What about if you had some of this?
Jimbo called out, showing him a wad of cash.
What the fuck?
Diesel said as he started making his way towards the car.
All this could be yours, Jimbo continued, if you do me one small favour.
The cars moved closer to the police and Jimbo's car was only 5 cars away from the line when Diesel reached the door.
I need you to take the cash, Jimbo said.
You want me to take the cash?
Diesel asked.
Yes, fuck Stain, he continued. I need you to take the cash and hide it until I get through this police line. After that's done, I'll meet you at your place and we can split the money. And I know how much is in there, he said.
Now, Diesel wasn't the brightest cookie in the jar, but hell if it wasn't a lot of money, he thought as he reached into the car and grabbed the bag of cash. Smiling at his newfound fortune, he turned to Jimbo.
All right, mate, I'll meet you at my place,
he said as he started walking back towards his house.
Jimbo stared as Diesel walked off, contemplating if he had made the right choice giving Diesel the money as the line towards the police was moving forward again.
He was now only 4 cars away from the search.
The fuck do you cunts want?
Sheila yelled from the back seat.
Shh, Sheila,
Pat says as they continue down the road. We have someone that wants to meet you, he said with a smile on his face.
I ain't done nothing to you, she yelled. I'm pregnant, you dirty bastards. What have I ever done to you?
She continued in typical Sheila fashion, raving and ranting as Rabbit and Pat wore the wrath of Sheila. The car continued down the road as Sheila continued her abuse from the back seat, yelling every obscenity she could think of. Pat turned to tell her to shut up, and that's when Sheila all of a sudden stopped.
Jesus, Sheila, you took the money. All we want is the money.
No, no, what you're fucking talking about, Sheila said. But how's about you give us a ciggy and I'll shut up for this?
That's a great compromise, Pat thought to himself as he reached into his pocket and threw her the pack. Sheila reached into the pack and pulled out a ciggy and the lighter. Now, Sheila, not far to go and then we can start on about the money again.
No idea what you're fucking talking about, she said.
Yep, we'll get to that, Pat said as he continued his way down the road. Dingo and Bricko got into the car with Mikko as they made their way to the house. The house itself wasn't that far, and they sat in the front, looking at it, trying to work out a plan to get inside and find out what they were looking for. And that's when it happened.
Ah, fuck! Pat yelled as Sheila put the hot cigarette lighter into his neck.
Rabbit swerved but was able to control the car. That was until Sheila put the lit cigarette into his cheek. Rabbit slammed on the brakes. Sheila started hitting Pat in the front seat. She continued into the front seat and continued punching him.
I'm fucking pregnant, you stupid fucks, she yelled as she continued to hit both of them with kicks and punches, making a way for the door.
Both Rabbit and Pat were caught off guard in a small enclosed area. They were unable to get control of the now feral Sheila. Sheila opened the passenger side and started to run. Pat and Rabbit made their way out of the car trying to get control again. Sheila ran into someone's yard, banging on the front door.
Sheila!
A voice yelled as she banged and banged on the door.
Help me, I'm fucking pregnant, she yelled.
The front door opened. She barged away in, locking the door behind her.
Thanks heaps, lady. I'm fucking pregnant and stuff, she said.
Not a worry, lovey. Beryl smiled. I'll go and call the cops for you, she said as she made her way out the door with Sheila following.
Sheila!
Dingo yelled as he saw her running from the car. Bricko grabbed him and hurled him down, watching as Pat and Rabbit, disorientated, got out of the car and made their way into the yard. Wait a sec, Bricko yelled. This is some weird shit, and we need to work out a plan, he yelled as Dingo continued to thrash. Beryl hung up the phone.
There, lovey, all sorted, she said as she turned to Sheila. Would you like a cup of tea, she said as she made her way to the fridge. How about a fucking beer,
Sheila said. Okay, lovey, I'll just duck out and grab a drink from me fridge outside, she said as she unlocked the back door. As Beryl unlocked it, Pat and Rabbit came in smiling. Where have you guys been? Beryl said as Sheila came to the realization that she was in trouble. Just as Jimbo was about to make his way to the first police officer, all of the police raced back to their cars and took off.
He laughed in relief as traffic started to get back underway. Money. Money, and then out of town, he said, as he turned back towards Diesel's place.
Bricko and Dingo sat staring at the house. They had Sheila. What the fuck was going on, they thought. How the hell were they going to get her?
What had she done to get into their house, and why had Pat and Rabbit just walked in?
We can't just fucking walk in there, Bricko said as he stared at the house.
Mikko had left as soon as the shit had hit the fan, and Bricko tried to work out a plan of attack. They didn't know what was going on. How were they going to get into the house?
See, they figured if they knew who Sheila was, they were bound to know who Dingo and Bricko were.
I got an idea, Bricko said as he started to run up the street. Where are you going? Dingo yelled. We have to save Sheila, he continued. That's exactly what I'm doing, you fucking dickhead, Bricko yelled as he continued up the road.
So that's where we leave Bogenwood for today, with Sheila walking into a dangerous situation, not realising that she's in far more trouble than she actually thinks. So come back to Bogenwood to find the answers to the questions. What will happen to Sheila? How nasty is Beryl, really? Why are Dingo and Bricko running away from the house? Come back to Bogenwood to find the answers to these questions and more as Season 2 of Bogenwood continues. And remember what they say in Bogenwood? You can't live without the three B's. Boobs, burnouts and beer.
You just experienced Bogenwood. Go to bogenwood.com for more awesome shows or check them out on iTunes or Stitcher.